I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back in Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. It is 11 o'clock, and we are live talking to you on The Fan and taking your tweets throughout the show, interacting with you on Twitter.
I'm at Funny Danny, but that's not the exciting thing. You can follow, just like the tens of thousands of other wonderful American citizens, you can follow Grant H. Paulson. Follow Grant H. Paulson. The H is for polls.
Mm, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Grant H. Paulson.
Paulson.
Spelled with an H. Baker Mayfield. You may have heard of him. He is having a banner campaign for Oklahoma. Statistically, one of the best passers in the nation. He's going to win the Heisman Trophy Award. He is a little bit undersized from an NFL standpoint. I'm curious about him as a league prospect. He's about 6 foot, 200 or so, 215, 220 pounds. This year, he's completing about 71% of his passes. He's creeping up on 4,000 yards. He's got 34 touchdowns and 5 picks. Last 2 years, he's got 74 touchdowns and 13 interceptions.
Man.
For my liking, he runs out of clean pockets too much. He runs all over the place. He's got some Johnny Manziel to him.
For pro prospects, it's too much of that spread where there's a better athlete against their number four corner or whatever, and it's just a quick thing. And then that, what you're talking about.
But a big-time arm. He's got a ton of moxie. He is a fun guy to watch, whatever you think of him as an NFL prospect. He is the best player in college football this year, probably. Oklahoma, if the season ended right now, would be in the four-team playoff. They're ranked as high as number three in a lot of the polls. Their head coach is Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley was tasked this week with deciding what to do with Baker Mayfield because last weekend they played Kansas. Mayfield is the team captain. He was out at midfield and went to shake hands with a couple of the guys at Kansas. Kansas, by the way, has one win. And they're basically a basketball school that doesn't know anything about football and hasn't since. What was that huge, heavy coach's name? Mark Mangino? Mark Mangini? Something like that. Remember that guy had him pretty good for a year with, like, this is a great pull by me, and I don't know how I remember it. Their quarterback's name was, like, Riesling?
I got no idea where you're at right now.
Todd Riesling? Is that who it was?
Maybe.
It's a
very sweet white wine.
They were, like, 10-2 the same year Jeremy Maclin was at Missouri, and those two teams were, like, battling for a conference, right?
Wow. The
point is, thank you, I appreciate that. The point is, they stink. They wouldn't shake Baker Mayfield's hand. Later in the game, a couple of times, they took terrible cheap shots on Baker Mayfield. They acted like jerks the entire game. But they're not being evaluated to go in the top 25 in the draft, in the top couple rounds.
Yeah, they don't have the thing to
lose. As CEOs of organizations, right. So Mayfield gets very upset. He's screaming at fans and cursing at them on the sideline. He's doing Johnny Manziel gesticulations where he's grabbing his junk and he's doing all kinds of stuff. That he shouldn't be doing on TV where he's live on camera. Looks like an idiot. So Oklahoma could have just said, hey, he acted like a fool, no problem, we're moving on. They didn't do that. Instead, Lincoln Riley decided he is going to strip Mayfield of his C as the captain, and he's going to bench him for their game for West Virginia, at least to start the game this coming week. Let's start with the coach, Lincoln Riley, and what he said, because he is emotional here. This is a guy that he thinks of as a son, who he's had to make a difficult decision about. And we can get to that audio, but I think we've also got audio from Baker Mayfield as well. So, Thami, what do you want to start with here? Let's go Baker Mayfield discussing his decisions against Kansas.
He's a guy that's, you know, very special to me. He's like a father figure to me. I'm far away from my family, so he's that person for me here, and he knows me, I'd say, as good as anybody in the world. So it's a special relationship, but I mean, he nailed it on the head today. We've been through a lot together, ups and downs, but this won't be the highlight of our journey, and it won't be the end of it either.
You can tell that Mayfield's heartbroken and has let his head coach, who he thinks very highly of, down. He regrets what he did, and he tried to make amends for some of his actions.
The big thing for me is the legacy I want to leave, and so thinking about, you know, once again, the people I let down. the kids that watch that, the parents that had their kids watching that. It's been tough, you know. You think about it, and I've always been a person that wants to set a good example. I've always been a team guy, and obviously my actions on Saturday did not show that. So, I mean, just it's been a tough 48 hours of regret.
And he's gone from being the team captain to no longer having the C on his jersey.
Playing at OU is something I always dreamed of. Not starting's, you know, it is what it is, but not being a team captain is something so much more. And so, and it's hard because it'd be hard if it was a regular game or not, but it being my last one here ever, it means a lot more. It's going to be tough because Saturday was already going to be, without all of this, it was already going to be an emotional one. And it's going to be hard to handle, but this just, it's going to be hard.
Danny, I think he's genuinely remorseful, and I believe he is kind of broken over this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel really bad for the guy. I say this all the time. If you go back to when you were around college age and you take some of your biggest mistakes and you let them play out publicly, or just the things you regret or some of the dumber things you did in the moment.
Absolutely.
You would be way less liked by everybody. You just would.
100%.
Like, I made so many silly, dumb mistakes growing up that if they all played out on television, on high-definition flat-screen TVs in tens of thousands of homes, I'd be viewed differently. I think we all would. I did dumb things that I regret now and I look back at and I kind of shake my head at going, what were you thinking? This isn't that big of a deal. He didn't get arrested. He didn't do something terrible.
Right.
He was on the sideline. And some guys were being idiots to him, and he's a lot better than them, and he was feeling cocky and sticking his chest out and basically telling them that. Now, here's Lincoln Riley, who had to make his toughest decision of the season so far.
Despite this, no matter how long I go coaching, whatever the rest of my career ends up being like, I don't know that I'll ever have a player that's as special to me as he is. And and we've been through a lot together, and he's a tremendous teammate. He's the best football player in America. He's got a great heart that a lot of people don't get the chance to see like I do, and I'm proud as hell to be his coach.
I love that answer, but I also love that he's benching him.
Yeah, everything about this I like.
I do, too. I think Lincoln Riley just became one of my favorite coaches. To strip him of the C is such a ballsy move. I mean, he could have easily did what most college coaches do, which is, look at his stats and how important he is to the team.
He could Jim Tressel this thing and say, right, he'll miss the Ohio Wesleyan game next year in week one, but he'll play in the bowl game.
I think this is all the way around everybody wins. I mean, Mayfield obviously didn't in the moment, but since then has. Good for Lincoln Riley. I wonder, though, if people agree with me. And what do you think? Should he have benched him? Should he have stripped him from his C?
Yeah, I think so, because you preach something. And one of my least favorite things about college coaches in general is – everybody likes to have a lot of highfalutin, high-minded rhetoric, right? Everybody likes to, we're going to be a family, we're going to stick by you, we're going to be together, college football together, we're going to do it the whatever program way. And then somebody does something, it's like, different rules apply. You do what you say what you're supposed to do. You commit to somebody, right? So the case I never forgot, and this is a totally random thing, but there was a player in North Carolina, actually I'm blanking on his name, forever ago, that Roy Williams recruited, stuck by. He was part of this, like, 70-person sting. He was the 70th name out of 70 that got a misdemeanor pot possession thing. So Roy Williams, instead of saying, hey, we're committed to this kid, I want to help him and do better, he could just bailed on the guy, just, you know, just went and once in a while played at Oklahoma State and had a decent career. The point is, it's easy to say all these things. It's easy to say that we're instilling character in these young men. It's easy to say we're going to be accountable. It's easy to say the right things when you're in the room with the parents.
Do it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. That's what's doing it.
I think
it's an expectation. It's a privilege to play here. It's not a right, and you need to act accordingly at all times. And there you go.
If I'm a player, him benching Baker Mayfield, if I'm a high school kid who's a senior, doesn't make me more likely to go to Oklahoma. I don't know that it makes me less likely to go there either. Maybe there's a couple kids that it might. But if I'm the parent of a kid helping to make that decision, Oklahoma goes up in my book a little bit.
Yeah.
because I say, oh, you're telling me, as you said, you're going to make my kid a better person. These are the types of things you may do to help him get there. It's the, I'm not letting you go to that party. Why not? You'd say in the moment, because I said so. But now you look back as you're in your late 20s as to some of the things your parents did, and they make a lot more sense. I think Baker Mayfield understands already that he did something that he shouldn't have, and that this is probably best for the long-term health of a program that Riley took over this year and has on the verge of a national championship, perhaps.
Yeah, the rules are different. I mean, on a fraction of this scale, not even a fraction, barely registers, but you know, I played college sports, right? And when somebody got in trouble that was from our team, we would at the time go, but look, the regular student who did this doesn't get what we get. And our coach and athletic director and everybody else would say, that does not matter. Because when it crosses the desk of the administration, it says, baseball player Danny Ruye did X. And that reflects poorly on everybody. You have a different expectation. Is it fair? Absolutely not. It is what it is. If this is the 17th guard who's a freshman walk-on or whatever, it's Baker Mayfield, dude. You're in a Heisman race. All eyes are on you at all times. With the adulation, with the attention, comes attention when you're not doing your best.
Here's the question we want you guys to answer next. First of all, you can start with what we've already answered, which is, do you think he should be benched at the beginning of this game with West Virginia? What do you think of stripping him of his captain's seat? What about both of those things together, which is what Oklahoma did? Is that too much for his actions? Is it perfect? Is it just right? Not enough? 800-636-1067. But let's also get into this, and maybe people can chime in on this. He's going to be benched to start the game. How much before he comes into the game is enough to miss? Is it a series? Is it a quarter? Is it a half? Is it a play? What would be a good amount of time for him before he gets back on the field to send the right message? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.